Alan Isfan here. Welcome to today's ROI meditation lesson. Today, we're going to reflect on mindfulness, a misunderstood term. When understood and practiced, it makes everything better. A meal, a walk in nature, a flower, music, a book, a coffee, even a chat with a friend or loved one. When you actually break down the word, it describes what you're doing beautifully. You are, in effect, filling your mind with that particular thing. If you're looking at a flower mindfully, you are filling your brain with that experience. The petals, the colors, dew dripping off the leaves, the beautiful smell. Being truly mindful heightens that experience, not just because you are fully immersed in it, but also because you observe more things than you would otherwise, and the experience is more powerful and memorable as a result. Mindfulness is related to focus, but it is more complete and comprehensive. It is also more present, and that in itself is another attribute of mindfulness. Here's another example to make the point. Let's say that you have coffee first thing in the morning. Perhaps you use an automatic drip coffee machine or a K-cup machine for convenience. Then you have your coffee while going through emails or checking Facebook. Compare this experience to an alternative one. You grind the beans yourself in a handheld grinder every day just before making the coffee. You can smell the coffee and instantly relax. Once the grains are fine enough, you make the coffee in a stovetop espresso machine, a French press, or you do a pour over the way you learned at your local coffee shop. You then drink the coffee quietly while doing nothing else. That coffee is going to taste amazing, and the whole experience is going to put you in a totally different mindset. It is still coffee, but when you are truly mindful, the experience is so much more powerful. What if you develop the ability to be truly mindful when it comes to the important things in your life? A glass of wine with a loved one when you're fully present and truly listening and looking into their eyes. No smartphone, no rush, no worries. Just you and your loved one. A walk in the forest where you feel the pebbles under your feet and observe the green leaves on the trees and the birds chirping. In a world full of distractions, a return to mindfulness is a return to deep work, deep thoughts, and deep relationships. It improves your wealth, health, and relationships. So with that deeper understanding of mindfulness and why so many people are starting to practice it, let's shift into the observation phase, which is, in essence, a mindfulness practice. Imagine yourself sitting on a fallen log. You're surrounded by very tall pines, and the forest is a little dark. Take a deep breath with your abdomen, hold it, and push it out fully. Repeat this one more time, and then breathe at your own pace. Your only job for the next few minutes is to focus on the feeling of your breath entering your nose and listening to the sounds of the forest. If you feel that you are getting distracted too much, feel free to use one of the breathing patterns you have learned, such as 1-2, 1-2, counting 1 to 10 repeatedly, 7-1-7, or the 4-7-8 pattern. A soft bell every 30 seconds will remind you to come back to the forest and your breath. Thank you.
Thank you.
Congratulations. When we are mindful, we are more present and more focused on the experiences around us, and we improve every aspect of our life. When you're being mindful about your work, you can go deeper and have better ideas and do more work in less time. When you're being mindful when it comes to food and exercise, you become healthier because you'll be less interested in junk food and will appreciate your workout routine. And when you're mindful with people, you are more present and observant, and they will notice and appreciate it because it makes them feel heard. So today, set an intention to remind yourself to talk a little less and listen a little more. Observe the beauty around you and put the phone away a little more when you are trying to be mindful. Once again, congratulations for making ROI meditation a priority in your life. May success be yours to share. Namaste.